Tonight, we give you a pre-holiday treat as the Chicago band The Kickback are in studio. The Kickback are just about to release a brand new album called Weddings and Funerals. It's coming out in mid-July since the last time we heard from these guys here on the show 2 years ago. They are killing it. Take a listen to the new single, Will T.
Still have to you today and probably tell you a lie and be something that you always wanted to hear. If I said hi to you today, if you went out, went out tonight, it'd be a disaster for sure. You'd wake up by me and feel so
love it. Will T by the band The Kickback, their new record, produced by Dennis Herring, the man who produced Modest Mouse, Counting Crows, Elvis Costello, and others. The Kickback are going to be on stage next week, July 8th, at the Taste of Chicago. They're going to be opening up for Passion Pit at the Petrillo. How many times I can say it? It's my pleasure to welcome back in studio The Kickback, Billy Yost, Johnny Eifergen, Daniel Liu, and Danny Yost. In studio. Guys, thanks for being here, and we're going to start it right off with some music live in studio. Here is the track Rube, which is off the new album. It's actually the next single, which will be available tomorrow on streaming sites like Spotify and Apple. Here it is. Rube, take it away, guys.
On you plugged in on the evening news. Now all four chambers belong to you. Ooh, in the grocery store, cradled head as you moved your lips. Stand on ceremony to tear the edge. Oh, my darling Rube, dead from the inside. If I can't have you, this one's for my inside.
Kickback live in studio tonight. The Chicago band will be opening up for Passion Pit at Petrillo Music Shell. Taste of Chicago. How great is it to play Taste of Chicago? We'll get into that. I mean, it's like, I mean, I know that you guys have South Dakota roots, but I mean, you're playing Petrillo. It's kind of a big deal. We'll talk more with the band who are in studio tonight. They got a brand new album coming out, Weddings and Funerals. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back. We'll chat a little with the band and hear some more live music. Stay with us. In studio tonight, the band Kickback, the Kickback. New album coming out, Weddings and Funerals, coming out July 14th. They are going to be opening up for Passion Pit at the Taste of Chicago, Petrillo Music Shell, which is a huge deal, July 8th. They will be, I mean, this is really the start of the touring off of Weddings and Funerals. In studio tonight, Billy Yost, Johnny Eifergen, Daniel Liu, and Danny Yost. Guys, thanks for being here. That was great. Thanks for playing, and we appreciate it.
Thanks for having us back, Justin.
Good to see you. Last time we talked, I mean, it was 2 years ago. It was almost 2 years ago. And you guys have been working on this record. And I was trying to figure out your timeline, Billy, because a lot of what your bio talks about is just sort of your personal relationships and strife and how you wrote the record off of it. And we were just talking in the break that when you were here last time was right when you were going through all the turmoil in your relationship, which is really the source of the music we're hearing now. I didn't know that, so you composed yourself pretty well in September of 2015.
I just remember we tried to do, because Steve Albini had been in the studio earlier that day,
yeah.
Johnny and I tried to throw together a Big Black cover that completely fell apart on air, and I will never forget that as long as I live. And
he probably loved it. Albini probably loved it.
That's comparable to do a divorce in my eyes, is blowing it in front of Steve Albini. So
how, I mean, when I say that, and it's sort of like, you know, I lightly kind of get into it, but I mean, it is mentioned in your bio and the band's bio. I mean, how important was it for you to write this music based on your relationships?
Divorce depending on whether or not, like, you're a real dude or a guy who's currently wearing cold, like, gold chains and rocking a sleeveless shirt, you're gonna take that news probably a little harder if you're a sensitive artist type.
So yeah.
I went like full on berserker for about a year, but we were on the road the whole time, so it sort of justifies in your behavior. But yeah, it was a real rough like year and a half. But I think we were able to make something really cool out of it, which is all you can hope for.
I hate to say it, but I mean, the myth, if it's a myth or it's probably factual, but I mean, the best art is made out of misery. And I mean, how does that play? I mean, the idea of going through this and being in a position where you have the band and the bandmates and the ability to write music, how has that helped you get over sort of a heartbreak?
Well, these guys were real cool about it because I think it was probably a handful to tolerate at the time. But I just holed up in my friend Ken's basement and just started cranking out demos on his like Mac version of GarageBand. So I had a lot of really good people around, including these guys. And eventually you either pull out of it or you don't. You kind of have two choices. And I'm still working on it, but really, really happy with how the record turned out.
For you, talk about the evolution of as a songwriter. It's the music that you're hearing. I mean, beyond just the idea that the music helped you. I mean, what is the sound? What's new in Weddings and Funerals that wasn't in the material you guys were doing before?
Johnny, what do you think?
Jump on that, yeah.
I think it's more focused, I would say. We're definitely finally starting to find our sound.
We know what we are now, kind
of. Yeah.
And what is that? I mean, you can hear it, and I hear it, but I mean, you guys have to go on the radio and explain your sound. What is, yeah. I mean, what when you say you're finally finding, you're focusing, what's the way that you explain the music of the Kickback?
We're still trying to make really, real, cut some real good hooks about some real depressing stuff. So I like getting depressed people to dance is kind of our goal.
That's great. That's perfect. That's a hook. You just did your marketing. Don't buy a marketing guy. You guys are all set. You just did it yourself.
That's fair.
But I mean, as you guys start to work on the music and you're cranking out demos and you're in a certain place, you know, emotionally, how does the band react? I mean, do you take those demos, you start to arrange them, put them together, work as a team? How do you collaborate off of Billy's demos that he's cranking out from the basement?
Exactly what we just said. He brings them in, and then we just kind of slowly take them apart and add our influences into them. We all listen to a lot of different stuff, so it really kind of helps change the sound a little bit. But it always ends up just still being, you know, a kickback song. Yeah, yeah. Still,
that was like the last tune we just played. You know, Johnny, there wasn't an intro. There wasn't like this cool jangly intro guitar thing. That's 100% Johnny. Mm-hmm. And that never, you know, that wasn't there in the demo. So it's always awesome to see what these boys can do to stuff.
When you're going for a sound of getting depressed people to dance, and a lot of the music is emotional in nature based on real situations that you all know as band members and being a part of it, mm-hmm. do you feel that emotion if you're not involved in it? So, I mean, I'll ask you, Johnny. I mean, do you feel the emotion even though it wasn't your breakup? I mean, do you understand, I mean, like, everything that's going into it, and you try to use the music to, I mean, you respect it with the way that you add to the music?
Yeah, I think so. And it, funny enough, I actually recently just got married to my wife. That, so it's kind of like it's weddings and funerals. You know, I definitely understand the thematic elements. We've all been through hardships, you know, over the years, so we get it. And we all just kind of commiserate.
I think anybody involved with musicians on any level has a real hard road ahead of them and behind them and currently under them. So,
I mean, you guys laugh and joke because it's real. I mean, you guys are on tour all the time. Yeah. I mean, there's a passion. And when you're off tour, you're throwing yourself right back into the music. And probably, you know, that's your sole relationship for the moment. So it is hard to be with musicians.
Yeah. Hats off to anybody willing to make that terrible life decision. My heart goes out to you.
You guys have had a tremendous year. I mean, 2 years since I saw you guys, and it's as you. Where does that come from? The success. I mean, is it the idea that
divorce?
You guys, right? Divorce. But beyond the emotional, the toll and the relationships falling apart. I mean, it seems to me you guys have found a formula to your success, and a lot of that is surrounds touring. I mean, you guys have been able to put yourself out there and continue to work. Talk about that. Talk about the discipline of staying on the road, because it'd be probably pretty easy to go, all right, let's you know, this is not worth it on this one gig in Philadelphia. Right. But I mean, talk about that's, you know, you're reaping a little bit of the benefits of that by opening up for Passion Pit and getting in front of a lot more of the industry and eyeballs.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're hacking it kind of the old school way, which is staying in the van for like months at a time. And that, depending on how you look at it, is been good for us, or it's been incredibly detrimental. And like, we just picked the van up at 3:00 today from Albany Auto from like the third time it's blown up, you know, in a month and a half. So, you know, there are drawbacks and benefits to it, but we just, we all have put our, like, we've, like, as an adult, you kind of hopefully have a plan for yourself when you get out of college or whatever. And ours, I think all of ours was like, find some thing you can do to just enable you to be able to make music as much as you possibly can. And when you're on the other side of that and you're like, well, I guess this was my plan and it's sort of working out, so yay for being able to make plans.
That's
but
true.
It's another thing when, yeah, you're in a van that broke down just outside Akron, but we just, I don't know, these guys can't really stop, and I can't either, so we'll see how long that lasts.
I mean, that's really a big part of it. I mean, there's obviously passion, but then there's also the idea that you can't stop.
Literally, the van does not have brakes, so
we can't stop.
We cannot stop.
Very literal, the kickback. In studio tonight, the album is Weddings and Funerals. It's out in mid-July. We just heard Rube, which will be dropped tomorrow on Spotify and Apple, those places. The other single, Will T, is already out. They're going to be opening for Passion Pit at the Petrillo Music Shell coming up at the Taste of Chicago on July 8th. We'll take a break. We'll get an update with Roger in the news. We'll come back. We'll hear some more live music. The Kickback in studio. Stay with us. It's a download here on 720 WGN. Thank you, Roger. The Kickback in studio. The guys who were here 2 years ago in September 2015 have a new album coming out, Weddings and Funerals, which will be released in mid-July. The song they just played, Rube, is out tomorrow, pretty soon. I guess, is it a midnight kind of thing? Or are we talking, are you guys pulling like a Use Your Illusion Part 1 and 2, Guns N' Roses kind of thing?
Most of our business decisions are based on Use Your Illusion 1 and 2.
Tomorrow, Rube comes out. Will T is already out. The album out on the 14th. Coming up on the 8th, they're at Taste of Chicago, opening for Passion Pit at the Petrillo Music Sheltering. I mean, that's an amazing gig for you guys. We'll talk about that. Let's get some live music. Here is the song False Jeopardy, The Kickback in studio. Take it away, guys.
Catch a little flick, sparking a light. Hell, holiday, wouldn't you know? War to water fight, I didn't know. If you start clipping ways you didn't know about, then piece by piece, I think you'll find no story ever holding your gaze. Brief crash diet for the salad days. It's not the end, it's not the end, it's false jeopardy. Every little penny made hollowed out the daylight, I won't be let down. It's not the end, it's not the end. Waiting for a pretty place, get a jump mate and some kind of body to locate at night. It always brings home what you adore. But for the afterglow, I was unsure. Sure, sure, just try and be sure. It's not the end, it's not the end, it's false jeopardy. Every little penny made hollowed out the daylight, I won't be let down. It's not the end, it's not the end. Just try and be sure. Just try and be sure. It's not the end, it's not the end, it's false jeopardy. Every little bit of man hollowed out the daylight, I won't be let down. It's not the end, it's not the end, it's not the end, it's not the
Yes. The Kickback live in studio tonight. The download the song False Jeopardy, which will also be on the movie coming out, To the Bone, which will be on Netflix coming up on the 14th. The Kickback in studio tonight. They got their album coming out, which is Weddings and Funerals, on the 14th of July. They also are playing on the 8th, opening up for Passion Pit at the Petrillo. That ding, ding, ding. That's, I think that's the most time.
47.
That's the 47th time I said Petrillo tonight. What's it mean for you guys? I mean, you guys, the press likes to say, you know, that you hail from South Dakota because that's where you're from. But you spent a lot of time here in Chicago.
Yeah, we've been
now.
Here close to 10 years. So,
what's it mean to play Taste of Chicago, to play a high-profile gig like that?
Johnny, what's it mean?
It's an amazing opportunity. We're extremely grateful, humbled for the chance. We've done Taste of Chicago a couple times, and just to be given this opportunity.
Mean Bud Light stage, it's cool to get a little comeuppance.
Yeah, the Petrillo. Yeah, the Petrillo. Yeah. Feels good, you know.
And you know, you guys might get an asterisk because, you know, they moved the Blues Fest out of there. They moved the Jazz Fest. They moved that to Millennium Park. Taste of Chicago is probably next. I wouldn't be surprised next year to, like, it's all at the Pritzker Pavilion. Oh, you guys will get the last year of the Petrillo.
I like it. Well, if there's scaffolding, I'm going to climb it. I'm calling it now. Something terrible might happen at the Taste of Chicago.
So. It's probably pretty harsh, the concrete cement, if that doesn't work out, right?
They say it's a little unforgiving. Yeah.
As you guys get more and more accolades and more respect, and you find yourself getting high-profile gigs, like opening up for Passion Pit, I mean, do you changed your sound in the way that your stages get bigger and the audiences get bigger and you're playing outdoor festivals as opposed to small clubs? I mean, does that change the music and how you guys present yourself on stage?
Well, we spent the past couple months touring with 90s alt-rock sensation Bush.
Sure.
Yeah, it was one of those things. But yeah, every night we had to get used really, really fast. We had to get used to playing on some real big stages. So that was really cool. That was a really neat experience.
Yeah, I would assume Bush is not playing the Hideout.
Playing the Riv was right, real neat. So I mean, we're obviously going back to the way we deserve here on these headliner dates. But it was really neat to kind of learn. Yeah, like you were saying, it's a whole different skill set to work that big of a stage, and it was a lot of fun.
Do you guys, I mean, I've always wondered this about bands, because the hierarchy works, and it looks like you guys are doing the same thing, where you are now getting high-profile gigs opening up for headliners, Passion Pit, like I said, Bush. But, I mean, at a certain point, is, you know, those gigs, I mean, do you approach the gig in a different way as an opening band? You know, when you know you're at Taste of Chicago, and there's going to be thousands of people laid out there for Passion Pit, and you know you've got 30 minutes or whatever you get on the stage. Is it less banter? Is it more straight ahead? I mean, do you have a different sort of ethos when it comes to being an opening band for a big band that everybody's there to see?
Yeah, I think it's good to just walk out there with the expectation that somebody's going to hurl something at you. So then everything's just gravy from there. So like, yeah, we were doing like a 30 minute rock block with Bush. So we got used to me shutting up real quick and trying to fit in as much music as we could. But we're still kind of talkers, and kind of, we always come at the audience, I think, a little weird, but that's cool. And we've found that people are way more into the idea of openers than we thought than I would be. So it's cool. I like it. It's like, that's like pure capitalism, man. You're either going to win them over or you're not. And I really like that. And all other things, I'm not a great at the capitalism game, but in that particular case, I really enjoy it.
You love the business of trying to win somebody over.
Yeah, I'm into that.
Right, you're into that. The Kickback in studio tonight, the album Weddings and Funeral. They're going to be playing at the Taste of Chicago opening up for Passion Pit. That's Billy Yost, Johnny Eifergen, Daniel Liu, and Danny Yost in studio. Here's what we'll do. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get another live track from you guys, if that's okay. And we'll continue here on The Download. Stay with us. It's The Download here on 720 WGN. Justin Kaufman in studio. The band The Kickback, Chicago band, via way of South Dakota. In studio, the brand new album Weddings and Funeral, much anticipated. The single Will T is out. The next single, Rube, is out tomorrow. Spotify, iTunes, those places. The new record, I want to talk about this. We're going to hear a little music, but Dennis Herring is producer on it, so we'll talk about that. But let's get some new music from The Kickback, who will be at the Taste of Chicago opening up for Passion Pit on July 8th. Here is the last track tonight, live in studio, Reptile Fun. Take it away, guys.
Piling away, planning for the end of better days, leaving too late what we became. How much decay before I finally throw your toothbrush away? Instead of I, I got it made, doubling down the pain. I got it made, saving for the fame. Oh, come along this time, and I'll sell everybody lonely. Oh, come along this time, and I'll sell everybody low. Oh, come along this time, and I'll sell everybody lonely. Come along this time, I sell everybody low. Just 'cause it breaks,
doesn't mean you beat the clock today. Time will erase. But I'm dead, I'm dead, I'm dead. I got it made. Doubling down the pain. I got it made. We're saving for the fame.
Ba, ba, ba.
Oh, come along this time. I sell everybody lonely. Oh, come along this time. I sell everybody doubling down the pain. I got it made. Saving all before the fade. I got it made. Doubling down the pain. Well, I got it made. Saving for the fade. Oh, come along this time. Sell everybody lonely. Oh, come along this time. I'll sell everybody lonely. Oh, come along this time. I'll sell everybody lonely. Oh, come along this time.
Well, I'll sell everybody low.
Yeah, yeah, there we go. The Kickback live in studio tonight at 720 WGN, right in our Allstate Showcase studio. People's are clapping along outside. They're watching you guys. The Kickback playing at the Taste of Chicago, coming up, opening up for Passion Pit on the 8th. That's Saturday. They've got the new album, Weddings and Funeral, which is out in mid-July. Two of the singles out. Rube will be out tomorrow. You guys, I mean, the music, it sounds great. And congratulations on all your success, and it's awesome. I feel like connected because this is the second time we've done this together, but you can feel the evolution of the music, and it really sounds great. And you guys were able, this is kind of a big deal. You had a big producer on the last record, on the debut album, but you got Dennis Herring, who's done Modest Mouse and others, to produce on this. And what's that like? To work with producers with credits.
Yeah. Well, we worked with Jimmy Noh from the band Spoon on our first album, and that was amazing.
I remember that.
Yeah, Spoon's one of my favorite bands. On this one, I really wanted to work with somebody who definitely had like a point of view coming in. And Dennis has like a real nasty rep, and I don't mean that in a bad good way. Like Dennis has like,
you just mean it in a literal way.
Yeah,
right?
We got told not to work with Dennis from a lot of people because Dennis has a real particular way of working, and it does not work well for a lot of people he's worked with in the past. Yeah, and I just wanted to go to war with somebody. Like I was ready. I just wanted to make a record that way with somebody who I knew was going to fight on stuff as much as I was willing to. And it wound up not being that hard. It was still pretty weird. Working with Dennis is weird. It's strange. But I loved it. I think the guys went through as much hell as, probably if not more than I did, making this thing. Because Dennis doesn't care. Like, Dennis just wants the song.
But, there's something to that. Yeah. In the way that, you're coming to this record with a lot of emotion. We talked at the beginning of the hour about this is really from your breakup with your wife.
Yeah.
You know, there's something to the idea of somebody going, don't care.
Yeah.
His song doesn't work. Don't care. There's something to that conflict.
Yeah. It was hard to, because it would just be like, these verses that are about, literally about your divorce. He's like, yeah, we're cutting that in half. the story didn't matter as much to him. He wanted what felt right, to him in here. And, you got to respect that. For somebody with a record like Dennis. So it was a blast. It wasn't easy, and I don't even know if it was pleasant, but I'm really glad we did.
How often, I mean, you guys, with the touring and working with different producers, I mean, how often do you run into collaborations, whether it be with a sound guy, whether it be with a record producer, whether it be with your own management, that has inherent conflict? Not in a bad way, but just the way that it's not necessarily in the vision of the band, and you guys have to, in a way, you have to be problem solved. You have to work around it.
I feel like Johnny confronts that every day of his life. Johnny handles a lot of band business, and I think Johnny's kind of has to be.
Coincidentally, I'm the most optimistic guy in the band.
Yeah, it's so true. You have to yes and it, right?
So yeah, you just know that after like 100 times of being told no, you're gonna get that one yes.
It's gonna be worth the whole experience.
When it's all said and done with the
like when we're dead.
On July 14th.
Okay.
And, you know, the weird relationship you got with Dennis. I mean, when it's all said and done and their album is out, I mean, do you guys feel that the conflict was worth it? I mean, at the end of the day, you're like, that was what we needed as a band.
For me, it was worth it. It's really hard for me to ever hear any of our own stuff. Like, when we're done with it, I don't really ever want to hear it again. But, like, the last month and a half, I was slamming that record in the back of the van with my headphones on, just feeling like an egomaniac, just feeling like I had totally unchecked ego and it was out of control. But I've never been able to do that my whole life. And that not alone was worth it, but that was like really cool for me.
Yeah. I mean, working with Dennis, I mean, like we came in there with demos that we loved and we already had our parts figured out, but just coming out of it with something that was almost, I mean, it's still at its core the same, but it's not at all at the same time. And yeah, I mean, I was really proud and happy with it, even though it was rough.
Okay, so now the record's coming out. Here comes another tour. Mm-hmm. How do you guys feel? I mean, you feel, as we sort of, you know, go back to the beginning of this conversation, I mean, this was an emotional experience. You talked a lot about your divorce. You're now going to have to go play all the songs that you wrote about your divorce.
Yeah.
I mean, are you guys prepared for another sort of grueling run on the road?
What do you think, Jay?
Oh, yeah, always. Always prepared.
What do you think, Dan?
Never prepared. We got a lot of laundry to do, man.
A lot of laundry to do.
I cancel my Peapod delivery.
Oh, the life of rock and rollers, right?
Yeah. Walk your dogs.
That's
I got to walk my dogs a lot before I leave, so I don't have to do it.
That's right. That's how it works, right? This is the real. This is the real right here. Yeah. The Kickback in studio tonight. The new album, Weddings and Funerals, coming out mid-July. The singles are out, Will T and Rube, which will come out tomorrow. They're going to be playing A Taste of Chicago on July 8th, opening up for Passion Pit. Guys, Billy Yost, Johnny Eifergen, Daniel Liu, and Danny Yost. Where'd Danny go? He's around here somewhere. He's
putting his drums together.
He's just smart. Guys, can't thank you enough for coming back through. I appreciate it. We couldn't, you know, because I know you guys are busy, and it's awesome to have you come back in studio. It means a lot to Pete and to me to have you here. And good luck with the tour, and we can't wait to have you back in studio.
Thank you. It's a privilege to be here. Thanks, Justin.
Yeah, thanks so much, everyone.